Forbes magazine's list of the world's richest people mirrors the remarkable changes in the global economy. Magazine chairman Steve Forbes says of the 200 new billionaires this year, the majority are from the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China.
And in terms of Asia Pacific, the number of increasing billionaires is almost 40%, a huge increase in wealth. In terms of the BRICS, you saw Russia go from 62 billionaires to 101, Brazil from 18 to 30. And so what this underscores is that there is dynamism in the world economy, but it's not in the United States and it's not in Western Europe.
The top of the list remains unchanged. Mexican media mogul Carlos Slim retains the top spot with a net worth of $74 billion. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is second with $53 billion after giving away $28 billion to charity. And investor Warren Buffett retains third place with $50 billion, up from $47 billion last year. But Russian social media billionaire Yuri Milner takes the front cover. His hometown Moscow has 79 billionaires, the most of any major city. The U.S. still has more billionaires than any other country, but the wealth gap is narrowing. The number of new billionaires in China has doubled. Robin Li, the CEO of search engine Baidu, is one of China's richest men with more than $9 billion. Forbes editor Russell Flannery says Li's success symbolizes the changes going on in China.
We're really seeing the culmination of decades of successful economic reform in China. Private sector companies are getting a lot more legal protection, a lot more financial sector support than they ever had before.
But Chinese consumers say the government must do more to help its middle class.
I think it is good news. It is good for our country to have more and more rich people. But I just feel the rich-poor gap is widening. So maybe the government can do something and make the ordinary people richer. That would be a better result.
It's not just the Chinese who worry about the income gap. In the U.S., 10% of the people own about 38% of the nation's net worth. But Forbes says things are not so simple.
So these are not people who are sitting on piles of jewels. They're creating businesses. And if the businesses do not do well, which means that you have to have customers who have the means to make these businesses go, then we all end up losing. So these are creators. They're not plutocrats. These are doers, making things happen. And when they do well, we all do well.
Despite a difficult recession for many, the wealth of the world's billionaires is up 25%, and their average net worth is now $3.7 billion, up from $3.5 billion last year. Millar Sega, VOA News.